December 26th, we noticed that he started to have some kind of symptoms, and we suspected that it was potentially actually RSV. December 28th, we actually brought him to the South Health campus. By 4 o'clock in the morning, he was transferred to the Alberta Children's Hospital.
It's a long trip alone, over sand and stone.
My wife dealt with that alone.
That lie along the road that we almost traveled down.
I was driving there. I stopped at home to get some stuff because we were like, oh, a couple days in the hospital, no big deal. We'll get some clothes, some toys, whatever. And I was coming back with breakfast. And while driving there on the bridge over 9th Ave on Crowchild Trail, she gave me a call and said, this is what's going on. They think it's cancer, a leukemia called AML at 12 weeks old.
So maybe you could walk with me a while. Maybe I could rest beneath your smile. Everybody stumbles sometimes and needs a hand to hold. 'Cause it's a long trip alone.
Pretty horrific to hear. You don't expect it to ever happen to children. I told my wife, we'll get through this. I called my boss, said I'm not coming to work for some time. I don't know when I'm coming back.
Short piece of time.
I needed to make sure that I was there for, you know, Courtney, and was there for my son. And that was the start of our journey. He needed to start chemotherapy. He needed to be intubated, and to see him supported by machines, IVs coming in and out of him, was horrible.
So maybe you could walk with me a while. Maybe I could rip.
Watching him labor to breathe so much, a 12-week-old little boy, was quite challenging to see. You know, the truth doesn't change because we can't handle it. You know? And I knew, you know, we were in the best place to be for our child.
It's a short piece of time.
The Alberta Children's Hospital absolutely became our home, right? For me, home was where Tyson and Courtney was. And that's what mattered the most. You know, and those rooms were where we ate, we laughed, we cried, we slept, you know, we healed. That was our home for a very long time. He was lucky enough to be in complete remission after one round of chemotherapy. They felt like the best opportunity to give our son a really good chance to survive was to go ahead with a stem cell transplant. The Alberta Children's Hospital here in Calgary is specialized in bone marrow and stem cell transplantation. You know, we were very excited, very scared, because it's not as easy as here you go, here's your new stem cells.
So maybe you could walk with me a while. Maybe I could rest beneath your smile.
There's an entire process to it, right? There's you know, an extremely intense level of chemotherapy. It's not just cancer you're afraid of. It's also graft-versus-host disease, bacterial, viral, fungal infections. It was very intense.
Maybe I could rest.
I think the reality when you're going through those periods of time, you really can only focus on what's the most important, and that's your child. You know, you have a choice. The choice is either you drown in misery or you step up and do what you have to do.
'Cause it's a long trip alone.
And sometimes I would think, I'm like, you know what, I feel like absolute trash, but I gotta try to make my son laugh. I gotta read him a book. I gotta try to make it light for Courtney, because my responsibility was to her and my child. Or I would go sit in my car and I would cry. And that's okay. I had no problem doing that. The nursing staff in both Unit 1 and Unit 3, and of course the PICU, were phenomenal. There's a weird beauty in the fact that we're connected to all these people and we care about them so much. We had people who were willing to go through that journey with us. These professionals choose to be there. These nurses, doctors, support staff choose to be there and choose to be around children who've gone through horrific experiences. But at the end of the day, they saved my son's life. My son would not be here today if it was not for them. When we first arrived on the unit, you know, we realized really quickly that we are not the only family battling this horrific group of diseases. Courtney and I follow, you know, a ton of kids who are still being treated. There's science, there's the technology, but we got lucky. We were able to take our son home, when that's not always the case for everyone.
So maybe you could walk with me a while. Maybe I could rest beneath your smile.
Well, you know, his name was actually inspired by a boxer by the name of Tyson Fury. My wife is a firefighter for the city of Calgary, and she's been a firefighter for 10 years. She's extremely strong and extremely stubborn, which I love so much about her. You know, I had an experience as a professional football player here in Canada, but Tyson, he's absolutely exceeded us in every way. He's an amazing young man, you know, and I'm exceptionally proud of him and grateful that he chose to be my son. He's thriving. He does have an opportunity to be a healthy, happy person, you know, and I want that for every single child.